The Mountain West News Bureau is talking to friends and relatives of those who've lost their lives to COVID-19. Today, Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen has this memorial of Bill Sweeney, who moved to Jackson from the mountains.
Sam Sweeney says he started to worry about his dad, Bill, when he didn't hear from him for a few days.
He, hasn't called. It was strange. I texted him and he didn't text back, and usually he's a pretty avid text messenger.
Bill had tested positive for COVID-19 back in March and was at home self-isolating. Sam and his two siblings live out in California, so a welfare nurse was checking up on Bill every so often. When Sam didn't hear back from his dad, he called the local hospital. He learned his dad had been admitted.
Almost right away, the doctors there told me that he should be airbagged to Idaho Falls just because they had, I guess, the equipment they thought he needed.
From there, things got worse. And at the age of 71 on April 22nd, Bill died. It was Earth Day.
He would have enjoyed that irony.
That's Bill's younger brother, John. He says Bill absolutely loved nature.
The wilderness, the vistas, the people, the relationships that he built. You know, Wyoming was where his heart and soul belonged.
He was born in Minnesota, then grew up in Massachusetts. But his first experience of Wyoming was as a teenager, when he and two of his brothers attended the National Outdoor Leadership School.
Bill really took it to heart and took a lot of the National Outdoor Leadership School courses, and through those connections and adventures, climbed Alaska's Mount McKinley all the way to the summit, and was very proud of that accomplishment.
Bill would go on to become a filmmaker, mostly producing documentaries about the natural world, even earning himself an Emmy for his work on Ted Turner's Portrait of America series. John says his brother's storytelling ability not only made him a great filmmaker, but a good companion too.
My brother could make a friend with anyone, and did, and it wasn't an effort for him. He just always assumed the best of you and wanted to know who you were and what you were about.
That zest for people and life took him all over the world as he worked as a private pilot as well. His nephew, Ben Batchelder, says he came to visit him a few years ago, all the way in Brazil.
He had a really warm soul and somewhat fearless. And so he seemed to go to a lot of places up into his very last year. So he was not someone to let the grass grow beneath his feet.
Bill's son Sam says one of the last times he and his siblings were all together in Wyoming with their dad was for the solar eclipse in 2017.
We went to this little trail next to his house and we just dipped our feet in the stream, and it was amazing. The best place to watch. No one there. The shadows were super cool everywhere. It was definitely a very spiritual moment.
Sam says it still doesn't feel real that his dad is gone.
I mean, you always know that your parents are going, that you're going to have to deal with this someday, right? Death is a part of life, but this whole pandemic situation made everything so sudden and rapid and detached and impersonal.
The family hasn't been able to plan any kind of memorial yet, but when the time is right, Bill's wishes were to have a big gathering of family and friends somewhere outside in Wyoming. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.